The report released by the Massperg Education Fund titled A New Direction, Our Changing Relationship with Driving and the Implications for America's Future, says that on average, the amount of miles driven by Americans has been on the decline for the past 8 years. According to the study, Americans spend an average of 1.17 hours traveling per day, which is slightly less than the average time spent in 2005. Kirsty Petchy, an attorney with Massperg, said that a generational shift will have an impact on the amount of time the average American spends behind the wheel.
The millennial generation have made choices not to get their licenses many times, not to own cars, to live places where they're not going to have to own an automobile. And the baby boomers are now moving out of the driving phase of their lives. So between those two large portions of the population, those are the reasons that the driving has decreased.
According to the report, the driving boom of the 20th century was supported by low prices of fossil fuels, women entering the workforce, and rapid suburbanization. With the economic recession and changing attitudes among drivers, those trends now seem to be reversing. The report says that young people aged 16 to 34 drove 23% less on average in 2009 compared with 2001. The report also adds that total vehicle travel peaked among Americans in 2007, and that today Americans are driving as much as they did in 2004. Kirsty Petchy said that if a shift in transportation investment is not made from highway expansion to improving public transportation, in the long run, it could have a negative effect on communities.
It's possible that what could happen is that some communities will not be as populated because they will not be livable for folks who don't have cars.
But even before then, Petchy said that communities with a lack of public transportation are already suffering.
So we don't even need to get to that point to see that populations that are underserved by public transportation, like Pittsfield, are already hurting.
Gary Shepard of the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority said that ridership among customers has increased over the years due to spikes in gas prices and the economic recession. Shepard says that there's a strengthened demand in Berkshire County among riders seeking service to educational facilities.
We've found more and more riders using our public transit to go back and forth, for example, to the community colleges to further their education.
Nat Carnes, executive director of the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, also said that demand for public transportation will increase in the future. But Carnes also said he's noticed a different trend. Carnes said that the BRPC has been studying the amount of traffic coming off of Exit 2 of the Massachusetts Turnpike in Lee. While there's been a decline in recent years in the amount of personal vehicle traffic, there's been an increased presence of another kind of vehicle.
The total vehicle traffic had actually declined. The amount of truck traffic throughout and after the recession continued to climb.
And that has an impact on the kind of planning regional cities and towns must consider.
So it creates, kind of in our dynamic where we're not building roads because we've got super congested highways. If we have road issues, it's because of truck impacts.
And as the debate over a transportation budget continues in Boston between Governor Deval Patrick and state legislators, Kirsty Petchy said that she hopes lawmakers will consider the benefits of making critical investments in public transportation across the state.
Because public transportation is going to allow for opportunities in education, employment, and just also just generally better, healthier communities, lifestyle communities, whether you're looking at environmental impacts or just impacts as far as the health of the community, as far as how cohesively knit together they are.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.